tiny humans. So if somebody else has to correct your child, remember, it takes a village. All right? Let other people, godly people, most definitely be able to correct your child without you getting put out by that. All right? You're free to get embarrassing advice from other people. We're talking about how God's grace gives you freedom as a parent. We'll continue that into the next hour. Coming up at the top of the hour is Pastor Stanley Mathis and Paradise Ministries from the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. Hope you'll stay tuned for that and so much more. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhard Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Home Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter.
God did not make you to be dry and angry and bitter. He came to give each and every one of us life and the fullness of that life. We only have a season, a summer season. And I said that to say this: everything has its season. Your marriage has a season. There was a time, my brothers and sisters, we couldn't keep our hands off of each other. But look at us now. Now we both have headaches. You'll catch that on your way home. And if you live long enough, you'll understand. And let me just run a little further. Old man ain't got nothing for a young woman. So if an old man is out there, you might as well stay with what you got. Because a young woman will take what you do have and tell what you don't do. Our health conditions is attached to a season. When we were young, we didn't have high blood pressure. We didn't have heart condition. We didn't have headaches and pain. But now every day we get up, it's a health crisis. We go through emergency clinics. And we begin to pray and we wait for our season. Because there's something about praying and prayer that changes things. The effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. When you begin to pray, something begins to happen. My brothers and sisters, there is something about being rooted in God's word that causes things to happen. There's something about being rooted in God's word that causes mountains to move. And when you pray, whatever your issues was, you begin to feel better. You begin to move again. And you got your seasonal blessing. Because to everything, there is a season. When we wait upon the Lord, our strength is renewed. Our faith is increased. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 says, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come. In other words, the Lord has the final word regarding our season. For we know that we serve a God who can change our season and change our time. How do you know that? Well, the Bible tells us. If anybody can change your time here, it's the Lord. Are you telling me the truth? Well, let's see. Hezekiah was sick. Sick unto death. And he prayed. And God heard his prayer. And God told Isaiah to tell Hezekiah that he would add 15 years to his life. You're talking about a reversal. You're down and out. The doctors have told you you're not going to get well. And you start praying. And the doctor take another look at your MRI. He started looking at your x-rays again. And he can't explain what has happened in your life. There's something about praying that changes things. Your money may be funny. And all of a sudden, you just got a supernatural blessing. Or you found some money somewhere in the closet that you didn't think you had. I've gone through 5 suits and found $50 in every suit. You cannot tell me what God won't do. There's something about being committed and dedicated to the Lord that changes your circumstances. He owns the silver as well as the gold. And if he owns the silver as well as the gold, when your money get funny, the Lord said, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. When the world starts trying to rob you of your joy, all you got to do is get on your knees and say, Abba, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You can get your shout. Because the Lord is on your side. You know, if a baby can dance and shout to what thus says the Lord, I'm just perplexed as why grown folks can't do it. I get a little concerned when we hear a prophetic word for a prophetic season and people don't get excited about what God is doing. I'm just concerned about the Lord speaking to our heart and we cry sometime and we wonder why the Holy Spirit is doing something on the inside of us. He's doing something on the inside of us because the Lord said, I love you more than you love yourself. I'm drawing you closer to me so that we can have a relationship because I don't want to see you eternally separated from me. So when the choir starts singing, you ought to be shouting. When the music is playing, you ought to have your music. That's why they say make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye land. That sounds like something you and I ought to be doing because the Lord said, I've been so good to you, so great to you. I bless you each and every day. I put food on your table, clothes on your back. I put water in your well. I am your shelter. I am your all in all. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? You thought you were out. You thought the doctor said you would not make it, but look at you now. You're saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord ain't through with you yet because the Lord got something great for you to do. I came to let you know that the Lord is looking at a people, pulling them closer to him, so that we can rejoice in knowing what God is doing. Now, there are two kinds of time. Kairos time and Chronos time. Chronos means where we get the word chronological. That's situational. What's your situation like? So your situation may be dire. You keep on trusting in the Lord. The Lord says, I've got time in the palm of my hand. Time was not made for man. Time was not made for God. Time was made for man. Because our God is outside of time and space. And when you start trusting in the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Anybody waiting on the Lord? Anybody been praying? Anybody been calling upon him? You know, not long ago, several days ago, I went to the hospital to see Sister Chalk Chu. She was reaching out a hand to me before I even got close to her. And I laughed at that because the Lord said, I need you to go to her and reach your hand out and shake her. And I told her, I said, the Lord said he had a healing for you. And I was to shake your hand. Isn't it ironic that when you've been linked up with the Lord and you see what the Lord is doing and you prophetically know what God has said and then you see it being manifested, that's enough to make you jump and shout. You think it's an accident that Michael said there's a change coming on and this word is nothing but about change. And the Lord is trying to change us. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And here's my point. You can't get to heaven without being changed. You cannot get there the way you are without being changed. Nicodemus, come here. You must be born again. You can't get to where I am without being changed. When you are changed, your life is different. Your season is completely different. Your lifestyle is completely different because something happened in you. There's a season that's going on the inside. And when that season impacts us, we can see the fulfillment of what God is doing. My brothers and sisters, as I come to a close, what I have discovered is that life is composed of joy and sorrow. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away from me. Sorrow, because my heart grieves at those lost souls that do not have a relationship with the Lord. Building and destroying, and living and dying, each one comes at its proper time. This reminds us that we are creatures of time, and we are not yet able to partake of the joy of eternity. But one day, we will all see the Lord. We will all see him face to face. When our season and our time will be no more. That's why the Lord has already sanctioned, declared, and decreed that I'm outside of time and space. And because I'm outside of time and space, one day I will usher you in into eternity, which has no end, which has no time clock, which has no season, but will rejoice and live and glorify and magnify the Lord for an eternity. Is that you? Is that you? Have you committed yourself to the Lord? Have you sacrificed and been obedient to what God's word has said? Because I understand how to live like the world, but I have to learn how to be a Christian. I have to learn how to love you as Christ loved you. I have to learn how to serve you as Christ served you. I need to learn how to sacrifice to you as Christ has sacrificed for each and every one of us. And even there will come a day that I will have to die like Christ died, because this world is not my home. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you.